We're back with 1 minute past 9 o'clock. This is 88.7 FM. Zydeco, Sampasale, JB, your host, sitting in the chair. Late great Warren Prejean. Here we go.
Let's Zydeco a little bit, y'all.
right, 6 past 9 o'clock. He was listening to the late great Warren Prejean that was recorded live at Blue Moon back in, I don't have the year on this one right here, but however, it was recorded, I'm not too sure what year it was recorded, but not very long ago, I'm sure. But anyway, Warren Prejean live in Blue Moon. But right now, we have in the studio a young gentleman, and you would probably recognize him, but I need to just tell you who he is anyway. His band member are, and I'm going to let you tell, he's going to tell you who those band members are. And he's a moving up Zydeco musician, young musician. Always appreciate him having come here in the studios and visiting with us. And it's none other than Lil Wayne, or Wayne Singleton.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, JB. Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
And you got a brand new CD that you just put out.
Yeah, it just came out like maybe a week or so ago. And we're going to see what's going to happen with it, man.
And you know where to bring it, huh?
Yes, indeed. You might be the first person to have it, man, because I really never put it out in circulation yet nowheres, man.
Really?
And I've been getting mass emails, text messages, people. When is it? They've been hearing songs off it that I've been playing them, and they going crazy, like, we need this CD. So I guess I'll turn it loose, man.
Well, before we go any further, you know, you asked me about John Jr., so you want to give him a call.
Yeah,
give him a shout out because he's listening this
morning. Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely give him a call today, man. I feel bad. I was kind of sick in the hospital in Houston, and I didn't think to call none of my partners like
that. He would have been happy to see you.
Yeah,
I know he's going to be happy to hear your voice on the radio this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So you give him a call.
Definitely.
And holler at him. But now you came up with 17 cuts on this.
Right.
How did you?
Well, I had more than that, man. But, you know, I never want to put out too much because I'll save for the next. But my mind is so flooded with music right now. And not necessarily new music, man. I love old music. And the name Same Old Two-Step.
Yeah.
I named my band that for a reason, man. I like to take music from yesterday and bring it back to today. So mainly what I'm trying to do. So it's just so much more that I wanted to put, but I'll settle for that, for those 17.
Well, you can always come back and put something else.
Definitely.
You got Take Me to the Zydeco.
Right.
Going Down South.
Right.
I Am the Creole Truth.
Yes.
Give Me a Sweet Little Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Let the Meatball Roll.
Yay.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm digging stuff.
Now the
up,
meatball,
man.
Let the Meatball Roll was played by whom though?
Roy Carey. Roy
Carey,
one of my good friends, man. I used to love.
Oh
when
yeah,
he
Roy
did that
Carey
song,
was
man.
Something else. And this let all I want to do is Zydeco with you.
Yeah.
Now that was someone made that too. Didn't
Well, yeah, I did that on one of my earlier CDs, but
yeah.
I didn't think it got the. Say like Boozoo, the recognition that it was supposed to get, you know, people always requested.
Yeah,
so
they didn't get to, you know,
right,
Boozoo. I Feel the Pain.
Right. That's an old Chris Arduin double collection song, man. I love those guys' music, man.
Murphy Boogaloo.
Uh-huh.
Murphy Richard.
That's one of my good friends, man. And the guy, Rogers Charles, rest in peace, Roger, he used to play with me. He would always beg me, please record that song, man. And
yeah.
I had to do that.
Murphy Richard. Slip Away.
Yeah, something I wrote, man.
Yeah. Good. And Tinana.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Tinana, it's an old song.
Yes.
It's an old selection.
And in my email and text messages is totally off the chain on the count of that song, man. It's crazy.
Well, and When the Morning Comes.
Yes, indeed. Another Chris Arduin double clutch.
Yeah. Long Gone.
That's a country and western song that I had wrote 3 years ago, man. I just never was comfortable to put it out, but finally built up the nerve to put it out.
At the Trail Ride. That's a familiar one. And Susie Plus Two.
We're not even going to go into that. I'm not even going to get to explaining that on the air right now. You got to buy the CD. You get the drift.
I got you. Susie Plus Two.
Yeah. I went to the club with my girlfriend. Susie Q walked in. My girlfriend ended up leaving with us. So if she going to take me to it.
That's,
I mean,
right. That's right. And Will You Be There for Me?
Yes.
That's an old one. I've heard that before. Live with Rocky.
Lord have mercy. You want some comic relief? You need to listen to that song.
Very good. Don't take my Zydeco.
Right.
Why that? Don't take my Zydeco. What were you trying to say then?
I see Zydeco changing a lot each and every day. But the one thing at the end of the day that I don't want them to do is take the true Zydeco away from me. Like the song gonna say, you gotta keep it alive. Everything must change, but we can't forget about the roots, because if that's not there, the whole tree die.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's play what I am the Creole Truth. Would that be one you'd want me to play?
Well, if you're asking if that's one of my favorites, I'm not, but...
Which one?
I
think that you say something about, which one did you say that you say that you, if I really wanted to get some healing, I'd play that one.
Man, I don't know, man. I pretty much like them all.
You pretty much like them all?
But I have favorites.
Yeah. Which one are your favorite on
it? Well, to be honest with you, T99 Long Gone is my favorite.
Okay.
Man.
All right. We'll play T99 here, and that's number 10 on this cut on the CD.
Yeah.
We're going to play that right now. Lil Wayne and the same old two-step, ladies and gentlemen.
T99. Tina. what you do to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a brand new CD. Just came out in the selection, and you would agree that this is an excellent cut. Excellent cut. Appreciate Tina that, Na, man. Number 10 on his CD. And, of course, that was written by Clifton Chenier and recorded by Clifton Chenier and recorded by many musicians. And we were talking about that behind the scene here before, and we were saying that how many of the musicians have played this.
Right.
And they played it with the same melody, but they just added a little different, little thing different.
Right.
You had a very good blend in this thing. And that's what I wanted. I was telling you that when I listened to this, none of your instruments that part of this were offbeat.
Well, we spent a lot of time in the studio, man, a lot of calculating. And my main thing was to give... If people gonna buy this CD, give them the best quality possible, and give them the best variety, man. Mm-hmm. Because every song on this CD is totally different. I try to give a little bit of everything to everybody, man.
Yeah. Now you had another one you said.
I like "Take Me to the Zydeco." It pretty much sums up how I feel as in this day and age in Zydeco,
which is number one,
right?
Okay, we gotta go to number one, and we gotta let you listen to it. And also, we wanted to thank the persons or people that actually supported the fundraiser this past weekend for Teresa Ozan.
They had, Terry and the Bad Boys, JoJo Reed, Gino, Keith Frank. It was Roddy Romero. They had it was awesome. And
I'm just wondering, all of this all of a sudden came out, and this goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, is what kind of heart that musicians have.
Right.
Musicians have an open heart and really want to help and give out to people. I'm thinking about doing something, too, for the general public in supporting young children who are aspiring to become musicians.
Right.
And some of them who are deprived in some areas and having to be exposed to many things. And perhaps maybe I would like to engage, and I'm going to be talking to Lil Wayne about that off the set in a few minutes and talking about how can we do something for some of those youngsters who are a little less fortunate than some of the others. But Teresa and her entire family wanted to thank all of you who and personally supported the fundraiser and made it quite a success, and also thanking all the bands and the musicians that actually came out and support that. She personally wanted to thank, and she said there was word cannot find the thanks that she felt and the support that all of the people and the musicians came out and supported this. Yeah, she just wanted for us to say that for her.
And that goes to show when you're good people, though, JB. Like, Miss Teresa and the man, they some good people. And nobody refute, man. When they called me, it wasn't even a question. Demi called me, and it wasn't even a question. Whatever I had, I was going to drop and do it. You don't just find good people like that every day these days, man.
So, well, here we go with a second cut on this, and number one actually on this, but the second selection on Lil Wayne brand new CD, I Am the Creole Truth. Here we go, and it Take Me to the Zydeco.
Sometimes I feel like I just wanna stay home. Sometimes I feel like I just can't go on. Sometimes I feel like Zydeco ain't going nowhere. But I thank the Lord above for keeping me in there. I don't ever want to feel like I felt that day. Take me to a place that I love.
Lil Wayne in the same old two-step, brand new CD. And I just got to play this one. We're talking about, I don't know if you, Susie Plus Two.
Oh, it's clean. It's not explicit. It's just, man, really? That really happened to him? It didn't really happen to me, but I know some people. I know if I was in the situation and another lady came in and took my girlfriend, at least take me. Don't leave me by myself. I don't mind going to.
Yeah, so. Well, I should we play it?
Yeah, you can play it.
Oh, okay.
And all the funny thing about it is Leon Chavis, he redid Suzy Q on his last CD.
Right.
And I was like, wow, the way Leon did it, man, sounded like he really loved Suzy. But now she came and took my woman, so now me and Leon and everybody else got a problem.
Well, here we go. Here we go with Suzy Plus Two.
Yeah, Wayne, what's up, man? What y'all got into last night? I've been trying to call you.
Man, bro, B, check this out, man. You're not going to believe this. You remember that chick Suzy Q that Leon Chavis was being with?
Yeah, I remember.
Man, she got to the club last night, and I went to the bar to get my old lady a drink.
Uh-huh.
When I knew something, bro, my old lady was leaving with her.
You lying, man.
I swear, man.
Wayne, don't tell me
I'm
that.
Telling you, bro, this is no joke, man. I'm not lying, man.
Man, I told you about bringing your old lady to the club.
Oh. We got some messed up stuff going on. I expected to lose my woman. Another man.
Q and Leon Chavis broke up. You been messed up. Here you go.
Souza AQ, Souza AQ. Girl, you wrong for what you do. You took my woman and now we're through. The only thing left is for me to join you. Out of all of the men in the club, you took my woman, now she all in love. Souza AQ, Souza AQ. Can you scoot over and let me join you? Yeah, huh.
Tell him, man.
I said it's messed up.
Oh, you gonna learn now, boy? You big dummy.
I don't know what happened, man. I thought Leon had her sold up now.
But now you know. All the while she's after your tank.
We'll be right back with more with Lil Wayne right after this brief messages.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from five convenient locations: Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the Bow Keys at the 2012 Memphis in May Bill Street Music Festival. Then we'll head to Helena, Arkansas for the King Biscuit Blues Fest and hear from Big Bill Morganfield. That, plus our feature host, the late Jerry Wexler, will have an on-the-record series from the Bill Street Caravan Vault. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
Yes, dear Lil Wayne, a.k.a. the Creole Truth, bringing Zydeco back one time for you, old school.
Let the meatballs roll, baby.
Before we close out, before we let Lil Wayne go, I just want to let you know that I certainly appreciate you coming by here. Now, some of the musicians you have, you talking about Lil Thomas.
Khalil. Yeah, Thomas. He went to just recently graduated from Beauchamp, man. And the way he came about, he was kind of looking for a little something to do. And I talked with his mom. She wanted him to have something to do constructive. And I was like, well, I'll let him unload some speakers. Then he kept on bothering me to play a guitar, so I give him one, start teaching him. Now he's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And you have also, Brandon Delafosse?
Yeah, Brandon, man. Awesome musician. When I met him, he had never played with a band before. Mm-hmm. He didn't went so far as to patent his own scrub boards now.
Whoa.
Yeah, he has a board called a B-board. The ridges are a certain measurement. They come in all colors. You can't find them nowhere. He ended up getting them mass-produced, and he had it patented, man. And it's like the Cadillac of scrub boards. It's not an ordinary scrub board. Anybody can play these. It'll make anybody sound like a superstar.
Oh. Now, you had Eric Singleton?
Right. He was the former drummer for Leon Chavis, and he took an interest in the bass guitar. So I took him under my wing, start teaching him, and he's awesome now, man. I wouldn't ask for no one else.
And of course, Isaiah Savoy.
Oh, Isaiah, that's my right-hand man. He's been with me the longest. Kind of laid-back fella. He just got married. Anything I ask Isaiah, he coming with it. Oh, dependable.
Very dependable.
Right, and I also, the drummer on that CD is Aaron Laws. Mm-hmm. Awesome drummer, man. They don't make them like that no more.
And you have special mention. Like Shelton Broussard
and Rogers Charles, man, that was two of my really good friends that passed away before that CD could come out. They really inspired me to do a bunch of them songs, and it's just a shame that, you know, they're not here to hear it, you know. And also a special thanks, I had Kent August. He done a lot of things for me with this CD. So,
well, thanks for coming by.
We appreciate y'all so much.
And we hope you the best of luck.
Man, thanks for the dedication all these years, keeping what we do going, man, and keeping us going.
That's what we are committed to, and that's what we're going to continue to be committed to, is to make sure that we promote good music, good Zydeco music, good musicians who have good intentions of keeping it alive.
I appreciate that so much. I'm going.
can I play?
Thank you.
Dopesy on his new CD, his latest CD called Been Good to You. And the title of this, I Just Want to Love You. And he said it so perfectly right there, right, Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted to love you. That's what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And that's Wayne Dopesy. Now, you had mentioned something that you wanted to say. I forgot. No.
Yeah. If anybody looking to hear some good Zydeco today, from 1:30 to 3, every now and then I like to donate my time to like a nursing home or something like that. Mm-hmm. So from 1:30 to 3, I'm going to be in Opelousas at Senior Village. It's open to the public, and we're going to try to give back to the community. I try to do once a month. It's not always that we can do stuff like that, but when I can, I definitely try to. So we're going to be at Senior Village today.
Well, that's a very good thing.
Yes, sir.
I always drop CDs.
Yeah, so hopefully we can liven up their day a little bit, man. It must be make a long day just there sometimes. So
just sitting there.
And I know if ever I have to go, I would want someone to come play for me or do something like that. So
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Zydeco Joe used to do that a lot. Mm-hmm. When he'd go by there with his accordion and his rub board.
Right.
And he would play for the seniors.
Right.
And someone else mentioned that recently. Oh, Chubby Carrier.
Uh-huh.
Chubby Carrier said that he usually go out and visit senior citizen villages. And how they enjoyed it a great deal.
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. And we arranged to have snacks and stuff brought for them, like cake and all this stuff. Man, they love that, man.
Yeah, and we take it for granted as our young people. We already walking around real good and all that kind of stuff. Well, we never going to get that. Don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you, it is not for, and it can't, and it could happen real quick in a matter of flash that we can end up there. Lil Wayne, I appreciate you coming by. It is 51 past 9 o'clock. We're going to be coming back with another guest coming soon about 10:10. Mm-hmm. Mark DeWitt with the he has the music department or something here on the USL campus. And or UL campus, let me put a USL, but that UL now, UL campus. He'll be here talking about the spring, or the fall rather, the fall session that's going to be taking place, and also the teaching of Zydeco music, or playing of accordion. Let's play something by the man who made all of this possible and blazed the trail. And he introduced the Zydeco music to thousands and millions of people, actually, across the globe. And, of course, we know who that person is, and he will always be the king of Zydeco. And he wants to sing something for us called Black Gal.
All right,
Black Gal. Thank you.
This is the kind of Zydeco that we play every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here on 88.7 FM. My name is JB, and I've been with you since 8 o'clock this morning. We'll continue until 12 noon, so don't you dare go away. 482-6991 is the number here, and 88.7 is the dial number. And we're located in Burke Hall, right here on the UL campus. Stay with us.